I really am not a huge relationship gal. And hear me out. I think love is so beautiful. I've definitely gone through my periods of time being a cold-hearted queen because I've had my heart broken or I've been let down time and time again. But I have figured out what I want and how to not be let down, because of course life is life and we let people down, we get let down, but to kind of put myself in situations that I should be in and avoid situations that I shouldn't even be near. This is for anyone who is single, but also in a relationship. I really am not trying to get at any relationships today. I'm not trying to point at someone and be like, break up with your partner because they don't do this and I think they should do this. That's not the case of this episode at all. It's supposed to be lighthearted, fun, sweet, and just adventurous for you guys to see what I personally want in a partner. Do not take any of this seriously, because what I want in a partner is, I can already tell you, probably not what anyone, probably 1% of the individuals on this earth want. I want something so rare and so different than what most people want. And I don't think it's weird and I enjoy it, but most people probably are not going to reside with a lot of what I have to say, and that's okay. Again, I just want to have fun and I want to really sit down and like have something different pace than what I typically do. I usually channel and funnel a lot of educational topics, and I just was not in the mood for that today. So what I'm going to be doing is reading through my standards of a soulmate list. So I've had a list for the last 10 months of me being single in my notes, and I've had two kind of, I would say, serious relationships. Neither or have been fulfilling or have lasted longer than like a year or so, and I was both very young in both of them, and I would like to say that I personally am not really a relationship person in friendships or partnerships. I honestly don't really go through life needing a lot of friends. I love to go out with groups. I love to participate with individuals. And I would say having a community is something I really find fulfillment with in this life. But when it comes to close relationships, I don't need a lot. And I also don't really desire many. For many reasons, and I would say probably some of it stems from some trauma from friendships or from partnerships, you know, betraying me or doing me dirty or whatever that may be, but we're not trying to be in the victim mindset. So I would just like to say that I think I personally can't give as much as I wouldn't love to give or that society would deal fit to a partner or a friendship. And I just really get drained. I mean, there's really nothing to it. I just get drained and I love to find comfort in my solitude. And I have talked on this on multiple episodes, but I find it very, very difficult to find anyone that not understands me, but can view life through a similar lens. And it's just really hard. So I never have sought. I don't put myself out on apps or dating apps or even friendship apps because it's just not resides with me. I really hope to all of you that are out there that you stay safe on those, because I've seen some crazy things. I just watched the Tinder swindle. That was crazy. My best friend talked about it. So I only watched it soulfully for the last girl. She's a bad queen. I would have done the same thing, probably would have done even worse, but that's okay. Besides the point, be safe and also be smart. But I hope you find love. And for everyone on here, if you desire a love that is deep and fulfilling or light and fun, I hope everyone is blessed with what they need when the time sees fit. Again, I don't seek or look for anything because, one, I don't want it right now at all. I like seriously want to be single for the next 5 years of my life, if not more. I have never really been the girl to dream about marriage or having kids. So again, very different than the typical day-to-day individual. But again, I know there's girls out there, so I'm not saying like I'm different and unique. It's not the typical thing that most people desire. So I foresee that I probably won't have an aligned relationship for quite a while or quite some time, because I don't think God or the universe sees that it's fit for me currently. I have a lot of, you know, focal points and pinpoints in my life that I'm more concerned with. And again, like I said, I don't think I can provide what I need for a partner. My past relationships have been great. They've been lovely. They've been sweet in their own ways. But a lot of the downfalls was me, and I've come to conclusion of that. And, you know, I've forgiven myself. I've forgiven my past partners. I wish them the best, yada, yada. But anywho, before I just ramble on too much, standards of my soulmate, repeat, my soulmate, not yours, mine. So if you're curious to see what I would love to have in a soulmate, continue on. First and foremost, I have the most important thing to me, and that is believes in God and is connection to the understanding that God is everything and everywhere at all times at once. I know a lot of individuals who tune in may not or may be spiritual or religious, but if you are or if you aren't, whatever, I personally would love to find a partner that not only views religion and God in the way that I do, but also finds essence of peace and harmony in every single realm and the connection of the Holy Spirit, the universe, and kind of understanding all religions as one. I've done a lot of recent education on religions of all types, and I've learned that there's truth in everything just as much as there's falsity. Is that a word? Falsity? Just as much as there's falseness, that's also not a word, in every religion. You get the point. There's truth and false in everything in life, and it's kind of how you choose to see, and I would love a partner that aligns with that and really respects how I view it. Now, if someone doesn't believe in God or understanding the connection of all realms of life as one and understand the connectedness, I'm not just going to shoo them away. Now, the people I've dated in the past have not been anywhere near aligned mindset-wise, emotionally-wise, especially in this realm, and I didn't shoo them away. Of course, I tried to educate them, and then when the education becomes rejection or the education becomes judgment, then that's when I foresee and I leave the relationship because it's not what I'm looking for, and I like, why waste your time, right? So I'm just saying, like, I would definitely be patient with someone, but it would be beneficial for someone to have that opening and awakening themselves. The second most important thing is I need an individual who has a peaceful nature. By nature of who I am, I'm just more a rambunctious and kind of like sparky individual. I'm full of life, I'm high on life, and I'm always da-da-da-da. I personally really gravitate towards males specifically who are more relaxed and who are more kind of like, I don't want to say mysterious and toned down, but that's kind of what I do gravitate towards. Now, I'm not usually dating or looking to find someone who's like completely antisocial and, you know, doesn't want to be around people. That's not typically who I gravitate towards, but I have obviously been with partners who are like that, and I figured out that's not in alignment with me. A peaceful nature is really essential to balancing out me and also giving goofiness and funniness and sparkiness to my partner as well. It's a very beautiful balance. I love the yin yang balance. I seriously would love a partner who fits me like yin yang. And what I mean by that is a complete opposite partner with subtle and little traits that seamlessly flow into mine, if that makes of any sense. I know some people really love having a partner that loves the same hobbies as them and is from the same place and is from this and that. And that's all fun and dandy. I've done that before, but it's absolutely not for me. I foresee myself, if ever, having a long-term partnership in this life, probably meeting someone abroad who is of a different culture, a different race, a different experiential growing up or understanding, because not only do I love like diversity and diversifying my plate, different individuals learning these new cultures and new ways of being, but I just genuinely love the opposite of who I am. Most of my friends are pretty much the opposite of who I am. Now, I do like main things like understanding of going to the gym and like health and wellness. People are going to come for me and they'll be like, oh my God, you want a gym rat? That's not, no. When people say that, I'm like, I actually want anything but I don't want someone who's like so obsessed with fitness how I was 2 or 3 years ago. I want them to be on the understanding of like movement is movement and all you need to do is care for your body. And I find it very attractive when men pour their love and their passions into their mind, body, and soul, not just going to the gym for the extrinsic, you know, motivations and to look good. So that's not something that I'm looking for. Loyalty is a big, big one for me. I will ride till we die, so you need to as well. There's honestly nothing else to say about that one, except for the fact that loyalty over love. 21 Savage said it, and I believe it, because I'm one of the most loyal friends. I always have been. I pride myself on that. If you're in my circle or if you have any ounce of my respect, my loyalty is yours. I've not been the most perfect person in the past. Like, I've gossiped and I've been part of like things that aren't great, sinful natures. Of course, I'm not a perfect individual just as the rest of us are, but I have truly never ever crossed someone that was in my circle, meaning never talked bad about them in a way that it's not something that I would say to their face. Like my best friend, anything I say behind her back is something I would seriously say to her face. You know, if I say it out loud and people are like, oh, I'm like, don't worry. I tell her all the time that her taste in men is not great. So I'm kidding, best friend, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry, but we both know that we both have really bad taste in men. Anyways, it's just goofy things like that. It's never anything that we both would take seriously and we have that mutual understanding. And that's how I am with a partner. I've never, ever talked bad about a partner. Most of the times when I get out of relationships, I've had two kind of long-term relationships in my life. Like I've said, people are like, what happened? You guys were perfect for each other. And I'm like, LOL, little did you know this partner was anything but perfect for me. And that's how it should be. When you break up, it should be a shock to everyone for the reason that you weren't preying on their downfall and you weren't talking, excuse my French, shit about them 24/7. I cannot get behind partners who nitpick at their partners behind their back. I've had girls come to me and they're like, my boyfriend sucks. He does this. I don't even like him. He's bad in bed. He does this and da 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 da. Whatever it may be, I'm just like, girl, like this is a conversation you need to have with him, not with me. And also, if you are just thinking these things, why are you with this individual? Think it's so selfish. I think it's so selfish, and I really truly am not in a relationship for another reason, and this is one of them, because a lot of people are not loyal. Independency and into self-discovery. As we know, self-mastery and self-discovery is like the main topics of all of my content, and I'm obsessed not only with just like movement and understanding how that correlates to the mind, body, and soul, but opening up those realms to kind of living in this alchemist mindset and living in this life of alchemy. I wish that upon my partner. Seriously, I won't be able to date anyone after this ever again who does not view that as an importance in their life. I've dated people who are codependent. I've dated people who don't even get up in the morning to like go outside or won't see the sunlight for 4 or 5 days because they're gaming. Like, I've done all that, and it's created and fueled me to care more about my self-discovery, but it's also created characteristics in me that don't despise individuals who do that, but just want nothing to do with people who are like that. I have no desire to be with someone or to even be friends with people who have no motivation of any sorts or kind. You don't have to be a gym rat. I think that is the biggest misconception people think about me, and it's very irritating, but I have to remember that people perceive you as they please. So what they see on the outside is a fit body. So they're going to think that I want a partner who wants a six pack abs, and I want a partner who I hear this stuff all the time, and I just don't respond. Because I don't go for looks. I don't judge off appearances. I seriously need those soulful things first. And if you can't provide those to me, then there's nothing left. And this goes for friends too. Like, these are all things and relationships that I desire. And if you're going to continually judge me off of, you know, my appearance and make assumptions off of like what is on the outside, then you obviously aren't in my realm, nor do you align with me. Preach, praise, and I'm done. Something I love in this life more than anything else is laughing. I think throughout high school, throughout high school, I was told that my laugh could be heard from down the halls. And sometimes it was a bad thing. Most of the time it was probably a bad thing because the people were saying it in annoyance. But to me, I was like, I don't care. Laughing is free and it's fun and I'm allowed to do it. I love to laugh. It's been a while since I've had a really good laugh because I don't have too many funny, goofy individuals in my life currently. And do I miss that? Do I miss that? I make myself laugh a lot and that's great. And, you know, we have these TikToks and these things to make us laugh. But having a partner who is goofy and just silly and makes me laugh and has the same sense of humor as me is unbeatable. A man who has like goofiness and isn't trying to be goofy, but just naturally flows and it fits with my humor, he's already marked up on my list. Even if he's just, you know, going to be a friend long term. I love, love that. Something going along with the two things ago about self-discovery is I want my partner to be willing to learn. This again goes through all realms. I talked about earlier, I love the yin yang because I love to not only have someone different from me, but to learn who they are, their cultures, and what they kind of embody as an essence. I want my partner to not care. They don't have to care about these things just as much as I do, but I want them to be also like main factors of their life. And someone who's willing to learn about you or where you're from or new topics or just kind of like a curious mind. I love a curious soul. And I think topics and talking would go great between me and a partner who is open to learning. Going along with that, communication is, you know, key for my standards in a soulmate. Of course, I want to communicate our feelings. Emotional intelligence is also on this list. I want someone that is emotionally intelligent because if you can't get to me on an emotional level, then I'm very hard to open up. It's very hard for me to open up if you cannot get through my emotional barriers. And I would say there's been very, 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 very few individuals in this lifetime who have hit kind of lockbox and figured out the key code. It's not that I keep myself up in a bottle, but I don't give my all to a lot of people because it's one, a lot of effort that I don't find that I need to give. And also two, I just don't think a lot of people are deserving of the being that I am. I pour out my love through my content and I am constantly helping people. So I don't find that doing that is beneficial in a relationship, if that makes sense. I've been the helper in a lot of relationships in the past. I always somehow attract partners who need guidance to a higher level and I always feel like I'm in a relationship to awaken a person is what I'm trying to say. It's very draining and I would just love to have someone who's done the work themselves, who has kind of understood that learning is a focal point and emotional intelligence and communication is something important to them. Sorry, I just got off track, but going with communication, of course, I want all those main key factors of relationship, but communication as in like deep talks. I love a person that just loves to talk. I probably need more of a listener because I'm the yapper in most of my relationships. So I go well with a listener, but I need that listener to also talk to. And what I mean by that is I just love a deep conversation. I just love someone that you can be in silence with and also comfortable, but you also can talk about everything and anything under the sun. So that's a really big one for me. Spoils me like I spoil them is on there. And I have in quotations, depending on our love language, obviously. And what I mean by that is I love to spoil my partners. My love language is probably quality time and physical touch. And then I forget what the other ones are in order, but those are my two main ones. They are tied pretty closely. For me, like a gift or spoiling me would be, acts of service is up there. So like, honestly, spoiling me and a gift for me is like acts of service. So like maybe doing the dishes after a long day. I work a lot. I do a lot of things. So like helping me out around the house would be something I really would love in a partner, but also like giving me like flowers here and there. Of course, we all want flowers. My number one thing that I find so attractive is a love letter. I've given love letters to every person that I have been in love with, friend or partner. I actually have received a love letter, but it was because I gave the love letter first. So in my mind, technically doesn't count. The day I get a love letter, I will know that is my individual because, again, I don't know. It's so cute and it's putting a smile on my face because I think it's adorable when someone adores you so much and finds you so beautiful that they have to put it on paper. I love that. The next one is a deep love for life and everything around them, including me. I want someone that sees me more than just who I am on the outside again and sees me for my deep understandings of life and for my wisdom and everything that I see myself for. I seriously do really love myself on a deep, deep level. Like I always say on this podcast, people may look at that and think that's let's for instance say narcissistic. I always say that one, but it's because those individuals haven't met themselves yet. And what I mean by that is they haven't met themselves as far as I've met myself. I don't need my partner necessarily to have met themselves so deeply and like done all this shadow work that I have put a lot of time and effort into, but I do really want them to have that self-love for not just everything around them, but also them. I've been with a lot of jealous partners and relationships in general, and it's absolutely not on my agenda ever again. I can already spot a jealous person. I can already spot someone who is insecure in their being, and it's not that I don't feel bad for them or I give them empathy because they haven't reached that point yet or if they're ever going to. Of course, I feel those things, but I want nothing to do with those individuals because I don't need that energy around me at all. I already went over this one, but teaches me and shows me their culture, origin, hometown, and I will do that likewise. Goal-driven, that's a big one. You need to have goals in life. I said, like, I've had partners who haven't even seen the sun for like 6 or 7 days. No. You need to love nature. You need to be goal-driven. You need to have something in life that motivates you other than me. You have to be my hype always. Like, this should not even be a standard. You should be liking every story I post. Oh no, I'm kidding. But I am a very social present being. And it's fun and cute to like dance around with a partner in the comments or have them be in your likes. Because not only does it show people that, you know, hey, this girl's mine. Like, I think that's cute. I love a slight amount of possessiveness, but not in a toxic way, if that makes sense. Or crazy, but not in a toxic way. Like, if you're toxic, no. There's always a fine line of everything, like craziness and possessiveness. But once it crosses that toxic line, like, we cannot have fun anymore, sir. And you have to leave. The door is over there. So I do love a little bit of that. And I just love to be hyped up. Like, I love compliments. And they don't have to always be, again, around my appearance. But it can be things like, you know, oh, your mind's so beautiful. Like, I always give those. So I expect to receive them back. And I also just expect someday that the person that I find and, you know, am aligned with will just naturally love me, hopefully. I really love music, so same music taste or open to anything and will let me vibe and sit and chill is important. I have unfortunately dated partners who never let me be aux, which is really weird. I love music. I think my music taste is immaculate, and I have been told it is by many, many people. So I seriously need someone to let me enjoy that because I'm always, always, always listening to some type of tune, some type of podcast, something. I need to be able to play that out loud and not be judged and be like, what are you listening to? Because I don't love that. I've had that before. Absolutely not. Not for me. I have so many on this list. We're not going to be able to go through all of them. Goes to the gym and will go with me. That's important. I'm not talking a lot on that one because it's very basic and forward, but like, I'm a personal trainer. You don't have to be a gym rat. You don't have to be obsessed with the gym and like be taking creatine, all this stuff like people think. Again, I just want someone that enjoys movement. And again, it's so fine and so attractive when a man cares not just about his appearance, ladies and gentlemen, but cares about longevity and cares about his health and wants to be able to move in fun ways. And I also just think it like makes a better relationship, but it also shows character. Like, if you can be disciplined enough to commit to yourself in that area of life, then you can commit and be disciplined in other areas. adventurous. I love someone that loves the outdoors, emotional intelligence and sound, detailed. I love a man that's detailed, that cares about like maybe small things. Like, I'm not very materialistic, I will be so honest, but I do love cars. So a man that loves good cars and can teach me about cars would be great. And he can also change my oil, which would be great. I can change my own, but that's for boo to do, if you know what I mean. Enjoys the simple things. I sometimes go and like sit and get sushi and like watch the sunset, or I'll like read a book at the park. And all of those things are so fun to do alone. But there are my moments where I'm like, oh, it'd be so nice to just have like a partner that enjoys these things with me, or enjoys like the same music as me, or loves to watch anime with me. Like those things, I obviously am human being, so I do sometimes. I don't get sad, I'm not like that, but I just have the small little like wish where I'm like, oh, like this would be so sweet to do with someone. And then it usually passes and I'm like, okay, next thing. Respects my family and where I come from. This is pretty basic. You have to obviously respect me, but also where I came from. It's what's made me who I am. Protective, that's always so nice. Like, I love to be protected, but also I want them to know their place, so like they don't need to overprotect me. I'm a very independent female. If I'm in a relationship, I don't just automatically go in my soft girl era, whatever that means. Of course, I'm more like open to letting a man do X, Y, and Z things versus me doing X, Y, and Z things. Like I said, changing my oil, for instance, or maybe driving me around instead of, you know, me driving me around. What I'm trying to say is I basically am a very independent female, and I'm not just going to drop that while being with someone, because I hate to view it this way, but those people are not forever, you're forever. So you need to keep what you morally align with. And I'm morally aligned with being independent and having my alone time, which is so funny because the next thing is being able to be alone with me while being in silence, or being able to be alone. So I love a partner who lets me have my alone time, who lets me maybe throughout the week do my work, and then on the weekends we hang out. I had a partnership, we would just really hang out on the weekends, and it was perfect. It was ideal for me because I'm very busy in the week and I want to use the week time to pour into my business, into my brand, into my work, into my school. And the weekends is where I tend to like not relax, because I find relaxation during the week too, but where I can find time to fuel other people versus just fueling myself. The last one I'm going to go over, and then I'm going to be done because I genuinely have so many on this list. I want someone not only is mature, but also is just maturely open about how they love me. We see so much on the internet, people posting their partner here and there, and then we always know that they break up, and they're like, everyone's like, oh my God, but he loved her out loud so much. He was just saying, I want someone to show, not just the world, I don't care about the world. I want someone to show me. I want someone to be so open and be so vulnerable with themselves and me. And I think that takes a certain amount of maturity. And again, I would probably say, since I'm religious and spiritual, it takes a certain amount of like relationship with God to be able to show me that type of love. Those are just a few things. Like, the list seriously goes on. I genuinely am gonna have to make my own DIY boyfriend at this point. But to be so for real, I have a lot of these traits on this list, but I fall and I am imperfect and I'm not always up to these standards of everything. So I don't ever expect my partner to be, you know, 100% all the time. I don't believe in that. I think I do have a very mature and wise mindset on relationships. And I believe when I'm granted with the right person that it will flow beautifully. Of course, it'll have its moments. Of course, it'll have this and that, but it'll be what it's meant to be at the time. But for that time, you know, if you're listening and you are single or you are in a relationship, take time for you. Like, enjoy that time that you have alone, because you're not going to miss it when you're with someone, because when you're with the right person, you can still enjoy that. But it's a time where you really learn what you want. If we don't learn what we want, we're going to settle for less. For me, I just can't imagine being with someone through these vital years of learning myself. Now, again, I'm not belittling you if you have a partner right now, but for me, I just believe that for a solid amount of time, I really am meant to reside with just my own essence, with my girlfriends, with being able to move around as I please and not have to worry or wonder about another individual. Not saying that you can't do these things with another individual, but that takes a lot of building and a lot of trust and a lot of understanding of that other individual. And to be honest, so honest, like one of the main reasons is I am selfish right now. I don't have the time to build a year's worth of trust with someone to be able to just, you know, be like, babe, I'm going across the country tomorrow for 4 months. Like, I'll see you tomorrow. That's what I want to be able to do in the next year. And when you have a partner, it's not impossible and it's not hard when you have a partner, but it's hard without that trust and without that foundation. And I'm just not in the place to build that foundation. There's nothing bad about that. However you are in life, whether relationship or not, whether you like this person or that person, love is love, okay? Love is seriously love and is one of the most beautiful things. And if you're single or in a relationship, you're gonna get it from someone somewhere. You will always be giving love. The universe is giving you love every single day. You should be thankful for having a house, for having hot water. That is love. God is love. Every single thing in this life, nature, flowers, birds, the sky, is love. And when you realize that, you really take a step back and you don't have to seek anymore because you have it already within you. With that being said, I hope you all have maybe added some new standards or desires, or maybe you've thought of something to bring up to your partner and being like, hey babe, like this seems like a great idea. We should try doing this more. We should have more deep talks, or like we should stay up all night. Whatever that may be, maybe that stemmed something in you, maybe it didn't. But whatever it did, I just hope that you understand that love is everywhere and not everyone is perfect because you're not perfect. So in order to be someone's soulmate and to be someone's standard, you have to create those standards in yourself. My blessings are with you all. I love you very much and I will see you next episode.